Wahoo! It's me, Mario!
Welcome to Shooting the Shit. Here are your hosts, Sean and Michael.
Oh, it's another one. It's episode 20, and if you're a Dingo fan, by the way, that is one score! 20. 2-0. Now, if you're also in North America, that could be 20.
Yeah, but mate, in Germany, it's 21. It's fucking 21, pal, and it's fucking Donnerstag as well. And for you kebab lovers, it's not Donner Kebab, it's Thursday, okay? The 7th of fucking March, 2024. And I tell you what, there's some weird fucking things going on. Like, let me pop out the fucking first one, Sean. Jake Paul versus Mike Tyson. What the fuck is going on here? Mike Tyson.
Oh my God. Yeah. That's the money maker right there.
Yeah, fucking hell. I did not expect to see this. Boxing's become a bit of a fucking joker. Like...
Yes, I am drinking coffee on the air, okay? And that is fine. And Michael's got his 1901
Iron Brew. Hold on a minute. Let me get my slurp in, okay? Here we go. Oh, honestly, God. I know there'll be fellow Scottish people here, but you can't beat a bottle of glass bottle Iron Brew 1901. Oh, cuckoo. Absolutely love it. I know you do as well, Sean, especially after a chippy.
Oh, with that grease in your nose and in the iron drew coming in there, man, that is...
It's a recipe for diabetes, that's what it is. It's a recipe for fucking diabetes. And funny story, yes. Actually, you just reminded me there. When I was away to Creef, other episode ago, mate.
Yes. Exactly. If you've not listened to that one, go back and listen to that one. Come back to this one. We've got your back, mate. We're available. Is the podcast?
Yes. 2:20 in. Remember, we do this for us, okay? Not you. We do this for us. But yeah, as I get back to my story, we had a chippy, and my sister-in-law is. Doctor, and she never had a buttered Mars bar before, so I got her one. And well, we had about three, and we just split them up into like quarters, and everybody ate it.
I'm just picturing you in the fucking upstairs in the bedroom with the Mars bars battering the shit out of them.
You know what I was doing actually? I had a wee ruler out making sure that everybody got their fair piece, man, because that's what I'm like. Let's just say I don't split it up like Israel's splitting up a Gaza, mate. Okay?
Is that too soon?
No, it's terrible. What's happening? Still there, mate, it's disgusting. I have to say it right. I'm going to sound like some sort of screwball. I already am a screwball, let's be honest. The amount of crazy corruption and that going on just now with this, I can't get over it. Any other country, if this isn't Israel, any other country, they're getting, like, their ass slammed. Like, big time. What has Israel got against the top of America that's stopping them from, like, they're giving them, like, billions and billions of fucking weapons and that. It's mental. But, it's constantly on my newsfeed and I can't, like, get over it. It's horrible. And I wish more people spoke up.
That and the other war happening still as well, eh? Like,
Ukraine,
both of them.
Yeah, Ukraine, like... Russia, I know. It's almost like that's took a bit of a backstep, but yeah. Great. Not great at all. But hey, mate, it's fine. As I said, Mike Tyson is fighting Jake Paul, so that's going to make everything and put everybody right in the world, eh?
Yeah. That'll make everybody just get more wealthy.
They keep the fame. I don't know what Jake Paul did. He was fucking about on YouTube, wasn't he? And then took boxing seriously. I mean, you have to commend him for his discipline. Because it's still fucking hard to do that. Like, at the level, he's knocking out legit, I know they're ex-professional fighters, but he's knocking out people that could fuck people up.
Yeah.
Shocking. It was shocking.
That's not on the stage.
No. He's his technique. No, it's not. When once is luck, when you start doing it over, like, more than once, then it's like, yeah, he's fucking trained decent. You can see. But I don't know, man. I mean, Mike Tyson, he's just a fucking different beast, isn't he, man? Like, the way he hits is just ridiculous. His older training videos, where he's just, like, constantly turning back, forward, back, forward, back, forward, like, twisting back, forward, and it's amazing, the speed. And, yeah, unbelievable boxer. Maybe not the best person, but, yeah, you can't deny his boxing ability. Jesus Christ.
Mm.
He hit you, you fucking seen the person, like, feel it.
I just want to see that one more time. I must admit, I do want to see it happen, but I think, like, everybody does, but...
Mm.
That's what makes you want to watch the fight.
Do you think it's going to end up in a draw? Because I think the last game fight he had was against who the fuck was it?
I don't even know.
Oh, my God.
Let's use the interweb.
Right, hold on. My Googlings is loadings.
His face is now white, but that's taller just because of Google's on the screen.
Yeah, or I just keep my face. Yeah, I'm sure it's a fetish for some guys listening. It was Tommy Fury. I was just testing you before you got that.
We're just testing you, right? It was Tommy Fury, and it ended in a draw.
No, actually, Tommy Fury won, I think. He beat him.
Oh,
he beat him, so...
Well, cut him out as well.
No, be authentic. But, yeah, it's going to be an interesting thing. I wonder how much money it is, what the contract says. I've got a feeling it says, don't hit me hard. Don't hit me hard, Mike. Mike, don't fuck me up. But I'm really hoping that Mike Tyson just loses his shit and fucking takes his heat off his shoulders.
Well, that night doing the contract, imagine they get in the ring and then he's being cocky as he does. Mike Tyson's going to be like, you know what? Fuck that.
He's an animal, man. Legit animal. He is. Really? I was watching the documentary on him and he was waking up 5 o'clock in the morning. His body was just waking up, boom, straight up for a fucking run. Like, mental. That's all he was doing, non-stop fighting. But, I don't know how fucking hard he hit, but I remember there was some sort of study done on Ricky Hatton, who was a fucking, what is he, welterweight, was he not? Money Mayweather, because he fucking fought each other. He broke his fucking streak, both undefeated. That was a crazy boxing fight as well, by the way. I don't watch a lot of boxing, but when you've seen these types of fighters, you're like, holy shit, somebody's going to lose and they're going to feel the pain. And then sadly, it was Ricky, but his punch was meant to be the equivalent of getting hit by 2 tons. And you look at his frame, and then you look at Mike Tyson. What sort of power is coming from him, eh? Like, Jesus Christ, man. I'll never forget him, mate. Tupac fucking died watching him as well. Come with me, Hail Mary! Still the best rapper for me. I think he's better than Biggie. I'm going to put that there, mate. Some people will hate me for that, but, yeah. Tupac Shakur.
What, Eminem?
Eminem? Yeah, he's good. Very good. I love Eminem.
Yo, Haley, I know I miss your mom. I know you miss your dad.
I'm trying so hard not to go and buy a kebab. It's the Cordy remix. Yo, chicken.
When Cordy's with it. Cordon canards naturally go in the same sentence.
Yeah, it's just natural pairing. I do like a fucking kebab, but let's be honest here. The sweet chili sauce or the chili sauce is the key to a kebab, because when you have it bland, Jesus Christ, it just tastes like, I don't know, pig's gooch or something. Horrible.
So the listeners know, actually, the last time we recorded a podcast episode before today, which Nicholas rightly pointed out, I think,
Donnerstag.
Thursday, March 7th, Donnerstag if you're in Germany, you're not if you're in Switzerland, and...
Get your clogs out.
But yeah, pal, this is since the last episode we did, like, the day we recorded it was February 17th, and it's now March the 7th. It's been a while, so what about, unless we address the elephant in the room 10 minutes into this episode.
You call me fat? Are you calling me fat, you cunt?
need I say more? The crypto market is evolving as we predicted.
People think that we're trying to, I don't know, be some sort of fanboys or whatever like that in regards to talking about the crypto. All we're trying to do is raise the fucking alert that you can change your life, basically. Fuck this nonsense system that we're in just now. All these mental taxes and all these fucking interest rate hikes. I was actually speaking to you fucking, in fact, earlier today. The mortgage rate of my, the interest rate of my mortgage just fucking went up by like a shitload. And it's affected the whole fucking monthly payments. It's just like, fucking hell, man. The concept of money is a fucking scam. Like, there is nothing backing it at all. No gold, nothing. It's fucking nuts. But you know what, though? How many people are unaware of this? So that is why we're speaking about it right now. Well, not because of that, because I'm just a money hoarder. I'm not joking. Nah. I love money. Money does give me happiness. Because I get to buy like loads of food with it, because I'm a big fat prick. So there you go. But nah, the move is crypto. Crypto went up and Bitcoin touched the all-time high, 68,000, and then came crashing down instantly.
You're going up again, no?
Yeah, up and down and up and down and up and down. But the thing is, it's not the bull run's not started yet. After the Bitcoin halving and halving, I always sound like a fucking Danish fighter or something. Halving or Dutch, but yeah. After that, 14th between the 14th and 18th of April, then we'll see the market do its real thing, and it's going to be nuts. If this is what it's like now, with all the fucking investment companies with their ETFs allowing the old money to basically buy it. So old money meaning people that fucking didn't know their arse between their elbow have to get their grandson and that to fucking order something for QVC.
Have you heard of that fucking big dildo XL from QVC? Arse Destroyer 9000 plugin for me, son. Yes, I'll give you my card.
Okay, I'll take a different turn there.
That's fine.
Didn't know there's crypto.
No, well, here, the turn in the system is crypto, Sean. Yeah. Beautifully put. Everything's happening. Look how much money's going in right now. The amount of money is billions and billions and billions. And yeah, the way it's set up now with the regulation, it's all happening. And it's amazing to me that people are still clueless to what the hell's going on. Like, guys, we are in for the biggest change in the next decade. There's going to be so much change to this system that we're currently in that it's going to be shocking. I am hoping not to be fucking in the system anymore. So please, look into it. Go to cryptocurrency and Reddit. Go to YouTube. Type in what is Bitcoin. Type in whatever. What is the word? Curious. I'm bi-curious for Bitcoin. That actually brings me into a topic. We were talking about Donnerstag, Germany, Doner Kebab, all that. But you know, April the 1st, no fuel here, pal. You will be legally able to smoke marijuana in Germany. Yeah, it's been legalized there. You're spreking the weed? Yeah!
So it's like recreationally like available for everyone?
I believe so, but there's going to be some regulations in place. But yeah, it's been legalised. Let me use the interwebs right now. Mm-hmm. Yeah, very interesting time. Germany's been pretty strong with their laws as well. So for a country like that to do it.
Yeah,
you know what the thing is? True. I know people that have the medicinal card and they can get it from the NHS, private. So it has been done. And the thing is, man, going back to the whole corruption shit and Illuminati and whatever, Sean Batty and fucking BBC, fucking the corruption that as well. If this is available for people for private, why is it not on the NHS? Why is it not being given to... There's a benefit. That's why there's a way of getting this as a medicine. So people are benefiting from it, but it's the private companies that are, funnily enough, mate, related back to all the Tories, all these other rich folk that just want to hoard the market to themselves and not allow the benefit for the public, man. That's why you need to vote for me. My name is Quartius Mutius. I'll be the doner kebab elector. I'll give you the best chili sauce in the region. Just remember, don't put chili in your willy. If you've never felt what an STD feels like, instantly you'll know what that is. Fucking
yeah.
Oh, you cunt, it's a slice of ham. Oh man, I fucking love it. Yeah, pal, I'm slugging away with this fucking Iron Brew. But yeah, interesting that they've been able to do that. And yeah, there we go. It says the as of February 2024, it's been assessed that 4.5 million Germans use cannabis, and on the 1st of April, they will be smoking a pancake on April the 20th, mate.
I think that's going to create a trend potentially in Europe, well, at least. I don't know. Also,
this is
well,
all they need to do with drugs, right? Every single government, legalize everything. You're not going to be able to stop people doing what they want. They're going to do it anyway. Pardon me, just fucking burped an absolute peach. Sean, please edit that out. But yeah, legalize it, tax it, and then there you go. There's more income coming in, and that's it. You're going to stop the money from going to the gangs. We're going to be able to use that money, actually fucking sort the potholes out in the fucking roads, because guys, bloody hell, man. Shocking.
Disgusting.
Shocking, Edinburgh.
The roads are disgusting.
Yeah. Rank, mate, rank. Yeah. You're lucky in that aspect in Canada, like, the roads there are absolute pristine. Have your fucking dinner off it.
Definitely not the truth, I would say.
Oh, really?
There's fucking a lot of shit roads here, like, and you know the cat's eyes on the roads, like the way they light up. Here, you don't get that shit. Now. Can I see that? You can't even fucking see the lines.
What'd you have?
Things you need. This is Michael's deli. He's just hit the microphone right now. He's currently adjusting microphone. The microphone has fallen down.
Yes, we're having a bit of an emergency here, live on the Riverside platform. It's fine. I've fixed this. I'm a troubleshooter, mate. Troubleshooter at heart. Troubleshooter by nature.
Yeah, the microphone's been an issue the whole night, so far.
Yeah, I accidentally stuck up Mars.
Once we had the news that thrown his rectum, did start to improve some things.
Nah, but mate, going back to the original topic, yeah, there you go. That's how you fucking make money, put it back into the system for the people. And yeah, I think that the current system of tax and that is just an absolute joke, to be honest.
Yeah, and the interest rates.
Oh,
and
yeah, exactly. We're all being fucking controlled. The control system is money, and the money is not even backed by fuck all. Crypto.
DTC.
Exactly.
DDC. USD. ADA.
That's it. There's loads of other. ETH. Loads of other bits of jargon we can use here. Dump and pump and fucking all that nonsense. But yeah, nah. Get into the market, please, guys. I'm not gonna say anything else in it. I will let Sean take us on to the next part of the segment. Episode 21.
It's episode 20, by the way.
Okay, well,
100%.
We'll see.
Episode 20.
The fucking zwanzig.
You know what, mate? I just came back from Scotland, and
oh, really?
I did have some tatty scones, and oof. I do like them. So good. Not good for you, that they're very good to eat. And so I did buy three tacks, right? Which, just as anyone is
interested in that, it?
Oh, yes. So I had 18 tatty scones, right? And I'm going through them currently with my breakfast routine.
First breakfast, you had just six fucking tatty scones, nothing else. No eggs, fuck all. You fried them and just looking at them, smelling them and like, I love tatty scones. I know, I do the fucking same, mate. They're class.
I've got them hanging in our balcony, so I just look out at the lawn and go, tatty scones.
Tatty! The word tatty is just fucking class.
Oh, here, old tatty. Don't they? Did you see the funny thing was? You see, because I am in Canada, so I naturally hear how the Canadians pronounce tatty.
Yes, please. Or tatty. Please go for it.
And they go, Terry.
should not be tat. Should not be. Should not be this tatty. Eh?
See, the thing is, man, when I heard that, I'm like, that actually makes Tatty Scone sound somewhat exotic. With the way they pronounce it, right? Us, it's just like Tatty Scone, or just another thing in with the rest of the deans and the tomato and the sausage.
But I'll please advise to the viewers, listeners, what is your fry-up? What is the perfect Sean Barnes fry-up, mate?
Right, okay, I need some link sausage, square sausage. Yeah. I like some haggis. Tatty. Scone. Well, I was told I had about 4 tatty scones in there, maybe even 3 or 4.
4 tatty scones.
2 is just not enough.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely egg.
Oh, yeah, eggy.
I would have 1 fried.
Oh.
1 scrambled.
Oh.
Oh. I was hoping for a Stone Cold Steve Austin one when I'm like, Deans, what? No, what? Anyway, Tal, I'm running out of...
Mushrooms?
You have... Oh, nah, I'm not a big mushrooms, man. Oh, I'd rather keep you out of there. That's valuable plate space.
You'd be a shite Super Mario, mate.
Wahoo! Hee-hee! It's me, Mario! Peaches! Hey, Luigi.
You know, the funny thing is now I was looking at some podcast statistics recently. Now, I'm just going to share our statistics with the listeners. And if you're still here, you're one of the approximately 50% of them that's still here. 50% has already left, right? So if you are starting listening to this or someone, they've already fucked off. There's only half of them left now, right? And you guys are the loyal ones. So leave us a wee dolphin in the comments.
Fucking... I just said thanks and dolphin. I had a day, when was it? It could have been a couple of days ago, actually, going to the gym and I couldn't be arsed. And the feeling of going after that, oh my God. The endorphins kicking in, I'm like, thank God I fucking went because it made me feel better.
These are the most rewarding, eh? When you like...
When you fight yourself.
When you don't... Yeah.
Hey, fucking come on then. I know what your next move is. Hold on. I was about to fucking say that.
Sean, can you please advise why there's a hole in the table? You should incite yourself this morning.
I'm fucking...
Auckland Seesaw, I don't know.
Ripping the heat off it is one of my favourite fucking sayings.
Michael, to any of our North American listeners, how would you explain what ripping the heat off it is?
Basically, wanking the dick. I don't know what the chug. Do they have the word chug in America? I don't know. North America.
They do, but more like when you're chugging your deer.
Oh, that's true. Bit of a fucking mix there, eh? Look at that guy wanking that fucking tenants over there, man. Fuck yeah, dude. Wank it!
Chug, chug.
Everyone's like, wank, 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 wank. And some guy comes around confused as fuck. He takes his fucking bobby out and starts fucking chugging away. And everyone's like, oh my God, he's actually wanking! Talking about fucking nonsense foods like doner kebab and all that, I actually have a box of Pringles here. And have you ever fucking seen a flavour like this, pal? Mexican chili and lime.
No.
Fucking bizarre. It's got fucking decent kick to it, actually, but the fucking lime flavour is... excuse me. Overpowering as... fuck.
as she is just eating all these Pringles.
Yeah, I'm just the business end's the bit that's going to scare me, to be honest.
This is basically Nicholas at the part of his Pringles journey where it's getting very difficult to get his hand that far down the tube to get the rest of the crisps.
Yeah, well, what I usually do, mate, is poke a hole through the end when we poke a hunters and then I take out the fucking crisps. They just vacuum straight in my gub.
Here, I want you to advise the listeners, since we've been back doing this podcast, you know, over the past, well, probably about a month and a bit, whatever it's been. Yes, guys, we did take a break. I know it doesn't feel like it. We are here to stay this time. We are serious about this. And, Michael.
Hello.
How's things going with that multi-million dollar deal that you signed? And how much has that entered your life, pal?
Aye, it's great. It's that good that I'm moaning about a 5% increase interest in my fucking mortgage. So there you go, mate. I'm absolutely swimming in it. Would you go gold mining? They make fucking decent money.
Really? How much are we talking here?
Like, I don't know.
I'd do anything for a fucking tiger.
It depends on what the gold value is just now. Let's see right now what the fuck it is. Gold.
No, it's not. It's Bitcoin.
Well, mate, that's it. This is very fucking true. We're always coming back to the fucking crypto, but it is what it is. Yeah, it depends what the answer
is. I'd rather mine Bitcoin and pay the how much it is to like pay for all the equipment and all that.
But then this was the commodity. This was the fucking Bitcoin at its time, mate. And see when Bitcoin overthrows gold. Holy shit, that's it.
Yeah, what's the difference right now?
The difference is...
Please get some stats on here. Guys, we are trying to find out the market cap of gold or Bitcoin, which is higher, and what the figures are. Michael is currently entered it in Google. His eyes have went very small as he tries to see the keyboard.
Yes, I am trying my hardest. And it's not looks like it's not good, mate, to be honest with you. Please fill in this part of the episode with some music.
Yeah, Paul, I will gladly let the listeners hear some good music. But first,
but the Honda can chi Honda. Satoshis. Yeah, I can't find it, but I know that gold is at 13 trillion. But yeah, well, currently BTC is at 2.5 trillion, so there you go. We're not that fucking far behind, guys. We've already overtaken Facebook and silver.
That's not so when you think about it.
And what? And look at the time it took gold to get to this stage. Look at the time that all these other, look at Microsoft and Amazon, they're like 30-year-old companies. Guys, we've came back to the topic naturally. May seem unnatural, but yeah, fucking hell. Look back at this point in your life in the next 10 years and being like, fucking hell, thank God I did that.
And it honestly is like, the whatever you can afford, like, is better than nothing, eh? If it's £500 or
even 50
you know,
quid,
5 grand.
Even 50 quid, 25 quid, put it in Bitcoin, leave it there. You're going to make money and it might not be fucking life changing for now, but hey, in the next 8 years, that's what, two Bitcoin halvings. Yeah, you could even potentially see a fucking million, $1 million Bitcoin, which sounds crazy. But yeah, let's see what happens at the end of this cycle before getting a bit carried away with that. But when you've got inflows of $7 billion here or there, fucking everywhere a day, like, mate, the Bitcoin ETF for BlackRock was the fastest ETF ever to reach, was it $1 billion? There's a commodity straight away that's been appreciated by all the fucking biggest, all the people that have got fucking money. We're basically getting in before the rich. That's it. Now the rich folk are coming in, ready to take it. So fucking hold on.
Yeah. And then speaking of that company, the MicroStrategy they're basically... I saw it was either today or yesterday, so either March the 6th or March the 7th, they're basically saying that they're selling off $700 million worth of their stocks and they're going to use that to buy Bitcoin.
Yeah.
There's their confidence level. There's an, and that's when we say that's big, big money coming. That's almost $1 billion fucking dollars.
Yeah.
Pumped right into Bitcoin. Of course it's going to affect the price.
And yeah, well, this is why we're seeing this, the prices before the half, and that's before the, yeah, the other times it's, yeah, it's never been like that. It's always been after it did the pump, so got to be in it to win it. Till. Yeah, just fucking crazy believing it. I mean, I guess we're feeling exactly the way that people felt about the dot-com bubble, the whole...
Yeah, because it's like all of them, like 99% of them are going to go to zero, right? Or at least not be worth much. There'll be a few that'll be the big names. And how can Bitcoin not be one of them? That's my thought. That's where my thinking goes. But there's no way that we can ever talk about cryptocurrency without Bitcoin.
Well, that's the fucking daddy, eh? It is the daddy. I'll always be the daddy.
So there's always value.
Because
in it.
Bitcoin is the thing that carries the market. Yeah, as soon as that changes, it just brings the rest of the Bitcoin altcoins. The altcoins are basically Bitcoin's babies and just fucking pulls it along. Let's go. Hurry up.
Cross the fucking road now, you wee dick.
I can't, I'm decentralized.
Fucking XRP. Centralized fuck.
Do you have a bucket list?
A bucket list as in what? For food or?
Like things you want to do in life before a certain age or just.
I actually don't. Like... Maybe I should create one, mate. You don't? No, I don't have anything really. I mean, there's a couple of places I'd say I'd like to go to Japan before I fucking pop my clogs. So that'd be quite good.
He's my Japanese boy.
Like trying fucking real sake, mate. I'm talking about the Boz or the Gooch. Sake be fucking good. Fucking trying legit ramen. Trying, yeah. I fucking love Japanese food. Yeah, Japanese food and culture is, yeah, cool as fuck. And yeah, definitely want to do that. What else?
I can't have you going over there, mate, because I need you to send these voice clips on the bus, and that's rude in Japan.
Oh, really? So. I didn't know that.
Oh, yes, pal, yes. And phone calls.
It makes sense, though.
Now you're my Japanese boy.
I heard that song. The first time I heard that song was in Grand Theft Auto Vice City. That's why any of these 80 songs.
Yeah.
That game got more fucking... every single one for fucking... GTA 3 to... GT 5, I'll be getting GTs out, don't you worry about that. As we mentioned, yes, in the previous episode, it'll be coming out soon because some wee fucker leaked. And I actually found out how the thing got leaked. It actually might already be disclosed in papers, maybe not, but apparently, word on the street is.
Inside the rental here.
Not inside the info, mate. Or maybe it is, maybe it isn't. The. The guy, the guy's son, I went on his fucking machine. For some reason, the laptop was already open, no password and that, and then leaked it himself. Oh. So his son fucking leaked the shit. There you go.
Holy
you know, the IT policy is going to fuck him up. Like, they'll have that shit. He's signed a disclosure, like, you need to be looking after your device. Fucking hell, this is actually my job coming out right now.
IT boy.
But that's it. That's why they've got all these things in place. So when it comes to shit getting released, they're really secretive. This shit never happens with Grand Theft Auto. Like, that's their biggest thing.
That never happens.
Yeah, never.
They're just as bad as Apple.
Never.
With their shit.
I know. That's like fucking looking at OnlyFans preview and fucking seeing the whole shebang.
I'm simply the breast. Damn, damn, damn. I'm better than all the rest.
Oh, man.
What a fucking song. I am sadly coming towards the end of this Iron Brew. I love it.
Nate, I will pose this question to you. So, a couple of episodes ago, you asked me that I would want the top or the bottom half, and I'd already be a wolf, right?
Yes.
And then ended up being that I wanted a wee doodle for my legs.
I do remember that, yes.
Please advise on your answer to that question.
Oh, is that what we're doing now? You can't even think of fucking science. You're using actual data from the last fucking episodes. Okay.
Guys, this is what I was reading. If I took Michael's name on it now, he gets to add his idiotic comments to this podcast. I am not a lazy host. I have just reversed the question, which means I did not have to think about a question. Daddy is currently thinking about what would he like to have.
Right, let's give Daddy a minute or two. Let's see here. What the fuck would I want? What dog's legs? Straight away, mate.
Or a dog, or a top half.
I don't know.
Well.
Straight away, top half, I'm thinking Alsatian. I've never seen an ugly Alsatian, mate, honestly. I would, sometimes though, mate, sometimes when I'm not feeling 100%, I change my face to bulldog. Just fucking fed up, kind of like that fucking, that Doug, was it Admiral? Oh yes, and shut the fuck up. Stick your insurance up your arse, they're shite as well. Did not shield wheels, do shieldless wheels. That fucking sexist insurance, mate, disgusting.
Nicholas currently down in the rest of that iron drew. There's still a wee bit left, though.
I know, I'm trying to pace myself. See, when you're enjoying something so much, you don't want it to end. Wink, wink.
This podcast. By this time, according to my stats that I've been looking at recently, and only about 30% of the people are still here. So if you're still here, you're fucking hardcore at listening to absolute shite in your ears.
That's a skill. Sometimes in life you need to take the fucking shite, and then from it you need to produce those wee golden nuggets. They taste great! That's fucking Tony the Tiger, bastard. As I look down at the family pack of Kinder Bueno that have been tanned. I'll be honest, like, they're way too easy to eat. Like, oh, I can tan food, like, big time.
How many packs? How many, like, Kinder Buenos in one?
Aye, there's four.
Holy shit.
That's not that bad, mate. Everybody knows a bird that only takes eight fingers. Yeah, Kinder Bueno. Yeah, I can't help it. They're the same folk that make bloody the Ferrero Rochers, and oh, that hazelnut flavour.
You can tell.
That hazelnut flavour is ridiculous. But it's not great for you, though, let's be honest. That's a once in a while pig out.
Like once a week or something?
Aye, once a week I'd say is quite a reasonable way. Anything else you're verging on being too regular and then you fuck your shit up? As I've done plenty of times, mate. Big belly and all that. But I am working to get rid of this. I actually do want to live past 40. My previous body type suggested that was not the case, but I am working on it.
Yeah, you're starting to see a big difference now, though, eh?
Like, yeah, my fucking tits are coming up, mate. You used to be droopy as fuck, and I'm not as fucking self-conscious about my titties. Getting that, for a guy, having a wee bit of fucking man boobs, man, that's the one thing. Anything that makes you look like a woman, I mean, you're a guy, well, I know there's some folk that want that, but I didn't. I want pecs. More pecs, more sex.
So, Paul, you never answered the question.
I know, though. Because I went to fucking Tangent Airlines, mate, took a fucking left past fucking Greece, came back down to fucking Portugal. And fucking, I'm here back in Edinburgh.
Yeah, he's just went. What's your?
I told you Alsatian seed, maybe a bulldog seed. But I think for my legs, I'm gonna go for legs, mate. Final answer. Great Dane's legs. I'm sitting at the fucking bar, mate. I can't. I'm trying to fucking cross my legs. I can't. Too big.
There's that big Great Dane sitting over there.
Weird though. I don't know. That is my final answer, though. Imagine that you're sitting beside me with your wee fucking chihuahua legs.
I'd be on the duster seat. Holy shit, man. I'd be on the duster seat sitting next to you when I'm not.
Your milk. Well, that's put me right in the mood of fucking a Guinness, by the way.
Oh, one of the best deals,
oh my God, custody. I love it. Oh, and I get it in a night out, I just fucking tan it.
I did experience this very same thing just a couple of weeks ago, actually.
Oh, yeah. We went for a few drinks. That was good. In Edinburgh. What do you think of that Greek place we went to?
Oh, as you say in Germany, nicht so good.
Yeah, interesting.
Nah, it was good, man.
Was that the female accent?
Very good.
I'm sure I've heard that in one of those dirty fucking like fetish pornos. Oh, yeah! Madame?
Yeah, that's so good, yeah.
No, it's good. It was good food. Really good food. But I think...
Ola Kala, it's called.
Extensive, I would say. A little bit more extensive. But...
You know what, mate? See, when something is...
Probably they're going right to there, though, to be honest.
Yeah, probably the city centre. I think anything that's traditional downtown. For me, anything that's traditional tasting, I'm more than happy to fork it a bit because the satisfaction levels go fucking through the roof. It was a good, mate, I'll be honest, the portion size was crazy good though. You have to admit that.
Yeah. Oh, you got a lot.
So, I guess you need to fucking wait up. There was loads of salad, loads of chicken. Have we got the, was it chicken or got the book? Sure. I can't remember.
It was chicken we got.
Gyros. Oh, lovely stuff, man. They went to Marco's Pool Hall. Ola Kala.
Oh, yes.
Went to Marco's Pool Hall and I fucking grannied everybody. Well, I never grannied anybody actually. I fucking never lost. I was on that table. That was my table.
Yeah, he was up there dancing on the table. He was doing some all sorts of shit. But,
screaming.
Guys, I'll have you know, I never lost a single game at all.
Yeah.
Because I was not playing.
Yeah, me as well.
And I wouldn't want to play anyway. Not that I'm a bad loser or anything, Nate, but, you know, I am not playing.
Then I went in that puggy. Then I gambled fucking £6 away. It looked like I kept on going on the board as well. It was coming up. I was like, I'm going to win big here. And then I didn't. And then, it's
see, when I saw that it was like, I saw like the 500 on the screen. Because of the angle I was looking at the screen, it looked like it was 500. I went, holy fuck, he's on 500. And it was only 5 pounds.
Yeah, mate.
I was like, holy shit, there's no way he's just putting money in that machine and it's at 500. Because I could believe that happening, like, but it was just...
You get those slot machines in Vegas, though, that you win, like, a fucking car and all that, though.
Yeah, that's true.
Remember, we went to the casino later on. Yes, I fucking lost my money on that day as well. Terrible. Anyway, I'm not always losing, but that day I did. And you just walk in
first time
to this Gentine's Casino at Fountain Bridge, down a arching fucking stairway. So you're coming down to the main entrance of the Titanic, except it fucking smells like piss and shit, and you just hear groans and women walking about with trays getting their fucking drinks for all these other like loaded, basically they're drug addicts, mate, for that dopamine hit. It is, you do get it, like, when you're gambling, it's crazy.
Oh, yeah.
And then you look on the left-hand side, and there's just people staring at a screen, just going, waiting for the fucking... It's crazy, though. They're just, like, their mind's gone.
Yeah, mind numbed, yeah.
Mental. I actually know somebody that went off that. In fact, when we actually bumped into Ryan and Lum, when we're out, Ryan actually won 15 grand for one of them.
Did they actually?
I'm joking.
What? That's crazy.
15 grand. Fucking mentally.
Oh my God. What are the odds on that? Are nuts?
Basically fucking zero all the time. You need to be either there for a good while spending money or just wait for somebody to spend all the money, then you jump in after them. That's what you did with the puggy. You watched some cunt fucking lose all the money. And then when you went on and he looked at you like, you're a fucking cunt, that's my fucking money. And then when you heard all you heard was, when the fucking money started dropping down in there, mate, they look straight at you like, you fucking rat bastard.
It's like these town coins were worn.
Can I get a pint of Miller's, please? Not a fucking Miller's in a long time.
Oh, that's true. It's a
West Lothian drink, I'd say, mate.
Drink?
No worse. That's it. That's the only place I drank it.
Not in West Lothian, much any North Isle.
No, indeed not.
Since you had up sticks and moved.
I'm on the east side, mate. All the Lothians. What was it you said to Daryl?
Oh, he'll do all the Lothians. They're not in Tyrion Lunatic. just this is not a paid promotion, actually. Although, is Daryl...
You fucking happy?
Exactly. Nar and Tyrion. That's Nar and Tyrion.
LTD. You do your light bulbs, you do your stairs. And he doesn't touch hair. if he touches the hair, there's a shock and he's fucked up big time. Daryl, I know your work's not shite, pal. I'm going to stop the jokes, okay? He's on TikTok, though. He's got a fucking good few videos. I think he's got like 50k views or some shit. Let me fucking check this out right now.
Nico is holding up his phone to the camera.
Cracked like fuck, mate.
The camera is fucking smashed on the back, though, but there you go.
Yeah, that's what it is, mate. Mar Imperium. Mar Imperium underscore... Sorry, Mar underscore Imperium underscore Limited. I'll be honest, these videos are actually quite good. Sorry. I burped right in the fucking mic again. I tried not to, but it was very enjoyable. Yeah, there we go. There's a few videos there with like 20,000 views. So, have a wee look. He does good work. And that was for free, Daryl. So, fuck off.
You'll hear from our lawyers, Daryl, very soon.
You're getting that money. Whether you like it or not. Ramadan is soon. I used to never like think about fasting that, and I see when I did that, I told you about that 5-day fast that I did. Crazy. I'll do it right. So I'm going to actually do one soon. I'm going to do a whole week one. I think in April. Yeah, mate. 7 days. Get my salt. Get my water ready. It's crazy though to go the whole day without eating. You just feel like lost a bit, and then at the midway point, like 3-4 days or whatever, you'll be just used to it, that you didn't even think about eating. It's mad. And then the mental clarity that comes with it is ridiculous. That's the sharpest I felt, like, and I felt I was like fucking 19 or 20, so what was I like? I know, very sharp then.
Hey guys, I would recommend just doing a shorter fast. Now I want to do the 3-day one though, for sure. I've done basically 2 days before, but I'd like to push another day, see what happens. Because there's a lot of benefits between that 48 hours and 72 hour mark.
Oh, yeah.
That's the cell generation. Really, your body starts working.
Yeah. Just fucking, basically, your body just fucking rips out all the fucking shit cells. So anything that could potentially be cancerous or whatever just gets fucking pumped. And get a whole fucking reset. I think it's every, your skin, is it not like every 20 years you've got completely new skin, I think it is? Or is that hair? I can't mind. One of them I didn't have as well, mate. Lovely bastard. It's mental, from an afro to a baldy bastard. I've had it all, man. Crazy.
Oh, that's just Andrew Dunn.
It is indeed.
And so is this episode, totally as well, pal. You know, they just call it there. Like, look, I know 30% of the people are still here. Well, you're still here. Michael has got some words of wisdom before we go, I think. Michael, you don't look very sure, but like, I'm sure you can improvise.
I don't need to improvise, Sean. It's fucking very fucking easy what you need to do. You need to live life the way you fucking want to live it. If somebody or some people fuck off or don't align with your beliefs, then you just get on with your life. You concentrate on yourself. Concentrate on what makes you happy. And fucking happy, 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 happy. And you know what? Clap your hands. If you're happy, you know, clap your hands. And keep going for it. And come on, when you're outside your fucking comfort zone, that's good. And as we say every episode, bye, bye, bye.